KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And as always, we welcome you into another edition of WagerWise, presented by, as you just heard, the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, tucked inside the Draft Day Lounge, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Very happy that they are back and open for business, and we'll get into a little bit of that coming up now as Alex and I are joined by Jake from the Elite Sportsbook. And Jake, business is slowly but surely sort of getting back to normal for you guys. This is what, week two, right?
Yeah, just a little over 2 weeks. So we're excited to be back in action here. Things are a little slow at first, but it's picking up. Good to see all of our guests and fellow employees are taking things safely and slowly. You'll be seeing all of our employees here wearing masks. And also, it's nice to see some of our guests wearing masks to ensure their safety. On that note, too, actually, our table games opened up. So that was kind of the last piece of the gaming puzzle to reopen. So all your favorite table games are back in action. We just ask that all guests that play table games wear a mask at the tables to ensure safety for our dealers.
Now, Jake, I know a lot of people are getting excited for the college football season, what we may see of it, fans or no fans. It looks like we're gonna see a season of some sort, and folks can go on down the Elite Sports Book and place their wagers on futures bets.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you can't go to the game this year, we're anticipating or having a few more guests into the sports book during the games. We have all of our University of Iowa futures live, so you can actually bet and see the odds on all of the games coming up here in the fall. And we're really excited to get the Iowa season started off and maybe a little bit of normalcy there.
Yeah, we have yet to hear the plan on what football will look like this fall, but we're as optimistic as you are, at least fingers crossed that we'll have football. Well, we're also looking toward baseball for that, but just because there's no Major League Baseball going on right now, how popular has the Korean baseball been for you guys? Because I know you do have the KBO games. The first pitch is usually at about 4:30 each morning here in Eastern Iowa, but I imagine there are some folks who have found that particular outlet to fill their baseball void.
It's actually pretty nice that the KBO started during the middle of the pandemic. I'm just trying to be optimistic. But it was nice because there wasn't a lot to choose from, so it kind of built that market on its own. Also, combined with ESPN showing the reruns, you know, at least one game every day, and there was limited activities to watch. So that really kind of built the market for us, and it was popular then and still continues to be popular for online betting now.
We know that soccer has been popular. The Belarusian Soccer League has stuck around. We've seen the Bundesliga come back for a couple of weeks. And Jake, the Premier League is coming back, and I know you guys have a promotion having to do with that.
Yeah, exactly. So same thing with the Belarus soccer during the pandemic. Kind of brought some light on the soccer market that some of our bettors may have not seen if our regular sports schedule was going on. So that kind of carried over into the Bundesliga and La Liga. So to kind of build on that, the Premier League came back today, and we have a promotion going on for a free bet back. So it's a little bit of a different type of insurance. So if you bet $20 or more on the English Premier League and your bet ends up losing, we'll give you $10 free bets back into your account to use going forward. So I'm kind of excited for that promotion. That currently is going on from now until this Sunday. So if you ever wanted to bet on the Premier League, now's your chance to have a little insurance while doing it.
You're listening to WagerWise, brought to you each Wednesday at 5:30 by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Jake joining us from Riverside. And Jake, the other promo that you guys are extending and have extended for quite a while now is the new sign-up bonus. We're looking at new customers here who have not set up an account at the Elite Sportsbook. What do they get right now if they walk in the door and take that first step?
Exactly, yeah. So we're excited to finally offer a new sign-up bonus, and then the pandemic hit again. So we didn't think it was fair to have a shortened time, so we extended our new sign-up bonus through August 31st. So if you don't have an Elite Sportsbook account online, come down to Riverside Casino, stop at the Resort Club desk with your valid ID, get a resort club card and a resort club account set up, and then you can go online and follow the prompts to activate your online sportsbook account. If you do that, your first online deposit will be matched 50% up to $200. So if you deposit $400 online, we'll give you $200 in free bets back to use on your account.
Now, Jake, we talked about the Premier League coming back this week. The PGA Tour and golf came back last week. How popular was that? And now folks can get in on the action for this week.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the American professional sports that are popular now, of course, NASCAR, PGA, and then UFC. So now to add PGA last week was really big for us. We saw a lot of good action. I think the odds were upwards of plus 6,000 for Berger to win last week, and the way it came down to the end there was really exciting. So that brought all kinds of attention to the PGA Tour, and we're live with our lines for this weekend's Heritage Golf Tournament in South Carolina. So really excited to have golf back in our lives, you know, and come up this weekend come down to the sportsbook and watch it live.
And again, for people who have not set up an account, all they need to do, first time, visit you guys in Riverside, sign up for the resort club, and then they will walk you through the rest, right?
Exactly, yep. Real easy, just as easy as that. And if you ever need help, we do have an online chat service on our website, and our customer service number is there as well, so you can call in or simply chat with us online if you ever run into any issues or just want to find the locations of where you can sign up and the hours of the sportsbook, etc.
Jake, we appreciate it. How about one last time? I know we do this every week, but remind folks how they can follow along with you guys on social media.
Yeah, it's really helpful to follow us on social media. We've been giving away some merchandise on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but also every time we announce new lines posted or new sporting activities that have been added to the schedule, we'll post on there. Also, fun facts and different things like that. So Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, our handle is at Elite Sportsbook.
All right, Jake, we will talk with you next Wednesday and hopefully another 6.5-7 days between this segment and next week. We're one step closer to getting back to normal. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Well, Alex, we covered that here on WagerWise. We're getting closer. PGA Tour got a lot of interest. I know NASCAR has had a tremendous amount of interest as well. And I'm with you, though. My eyes are on college football and the NFL and those week one. Well, for Iowa, week one is off the board because they are scheduled to play the Northern Iowa Panthers. But the other games that Iowa has on its schedule this year, lines already available at the Elite Sportsbook. I'm just hoping we get to the point where we're able to see those games be played on time as scheduled.
Yeah, I hope so as well. But I think it's nice now that the sportsbook, the Elite Sportsbook, is putting some of those games later in the season available to be bet on, and it should draw some interest. And I think now with Major League Baseball, the possibility of it coming back, I'm not going to speak too soon, but the possibility of Major League Baseball coming back, we could be looking at a very, very interesting August and September with the NFL, the MLB, the NHL, and college football all going on at the same time.
I don't think the season-long lines have changed a whole lot since Elite released them several weeks ago. The first game, the second game of the season, the first one that you can wager on right now is that Week 2 showdown, the Cy-Hawk game between Iowa and Iowa State. The Hawkeyes holding firm as a field goal favorite at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa at Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, a three-point favorite in that game, and then the Hawkeyes will come back to Kinnick Stadium for week four. They're a 17.5-point favorite over Northern Illinois. Michigan State, Hawkeyes are favored by 4. Then in week 6, Iowa's a 17-point underdog at Ohio State. 17 points, Alex.
That is a lot of points. And those are the type of games where I'm interested in looking and saying, okay, well, things are going to change between now and then. Is it worth putting 17 points down? Although Ohio State probably is the best team in the country heading into the year. Maybe not the best, but one of the top two.
The only other two games Iowa is an underdog in at the moment in Big Ten play, Penn State, a touchdown favorite, and Wisconsin, currently favored by 4.5 over the Hawkeyes. Tune in next Wednesday. We'll have Jake back with us to let you know what's new at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.